It's another round of road trip trivia on the Kirkley Hennessy Show with Caitlin Cutie, Brewmaster Jason, and Kirkley. This is an Anchor.fm podcast, a Spotify company. Music is powered by Spotify. All rights included.
All right, guys, Kirkley for the show, Brewmaster Jason. We are out here for this show recording at NOFO and Cumming.
That's
North
right.
North Forsyth is short for NOFO, or North Forsyth is long for NOFO. Jason is not only Brewmaster Jason, but he is Brewmaster Jason of NOFO. Jason, tell us about it before we get into this Spotify edition of Road Trip Trivia, my friend.
All right, welcome everybody to another edition of Road Trip Trivia, and we've got a great location here off of 400. We've just expanded into two additional locations, so you can get NOFO beer in Gainesville, Cleveland, Georgia, and Cumming as well. Come on out. We'll have lots of fun events, and of course, we've got tons of great beer on tap and custom cocktails. We also are in the business of producing spirits as well, and I'm here with my good friend, Mr. Kirkley.
Today's show is brought to you by Studio on the Spot, the official host of the show, Studio on the Spot, Atlanta's only mobile podcast and multimedia studio, studioonthespot.com. Jason, getting into this edition and episode of Road Trip Trivia. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to 90s alternative.
First up, we have Third Eye Blind with their song, Semi-Charmed Kind of Life. The question for this band and this song, which 90s show did Third Eye Blind appear on the soundtrack? For those of you that were there in the 90s listening, see if you can spot the show I'm talking about.
She lives for me, says she lives for me, ovation. Who won't motivation? She comes out and she goes down on me. And I'll make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling, what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse. Coming like a freak show, take the stage. We give them the games to play. She say, I want some. On the mattress one, and you hold me, and we are broken. Still excited, I wanna feel just a little. I feel myself heavy on the ground. I'm scared, I'm not coming down. No, no. And I won't run for my life. She's got the toss down, locked down in a smile, but nothing is alright, alright. Something else to get me through. baby, I want something else. Not listening when you say
Hennessy Show. This podcast and music is powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company. All music rights included.
Welcome back to Road Trip Trivia. Our first band was Third Eye Blind with their hit Semi-Charmed Kind of Life. Which 90s show did Third Eye Blind appear on the soundtrack? The answer to the question is Beverly Hills 90210.
Did not know that.
So 1 million podcast points to anyone that got that one right. Spend it for gasoline and travel expenses as you travel this holiday season. I'm sure the ticket anywhere.
So next on the list, Jason, is it's not a name that tune, is it?
Not a name that tune.
We got Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
That bring back.
Yeah.
Bring it out. What's the question, sir?
The question we have for the song is, what exactly is a Foo Fighter?
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
Visiting is pretty. Visiting is good. Seems that all they ever wanted was a brother. Call them out.
Kirkley Hennessy Show, powered by Anchor.fm. Go to KirkleyHennessy.com for show schedule. Follow, share, and listen anywhere on Spotify.
All right, we are back. Another round of Spotify Road Trip Trivia. Kirkley here alongside Brewmaster Jason as we are here at NoFo in Cumming. And what a great time, great day. This is during the Georgia-Tennessee game. Today is November 18th, 2023. And pretty diehard Georgia fan here, folks. Don't hate me. Only love me more if you can. Welcome aboard, Ted from SEC After Dark. I was just mentioning the big game, baby. Georgia-Tennessee. Well, don't tell me. I haven't watched it yet, but I appreciate it.
Don't make that mistake. I apparently did that one time.
Oh, man, that was hilarious. You're like, Braves win. I'm like, God dang. The question with Foo Fighters was, what is a Foo Fighter?
Foo Fighters actually named themselves the Foo Fighters after the unidentified objects that were seen by pilots during World War II, the German pilots, and referred to them as Foo Fighters. And that's how it caught on. Hanging around by Counting Crows. I do believe this question was yours. You have a two-part question.
Oh, this is a two-part. This isn't just a where, but a when and where. The Counting Crows, where are they from, and what year? You got to get both to get 10,000 podcast points. You got to get both. What year and where are the Counting Crows from?
It's the Road Trip Trivia segment on the Kirkley Hennessy Show with Brewmaster Jason and Kirkley. Awesome trivia questions alongside the best music. This podcast and music is powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company. All music rights included.
And I got nothing to do. I've been hanging around this town corner. I've been bumming around this old town so long. I've been hanging around this town corner. I've been bumming around this old town for way too long. We spent all day getting sober, hiding from daylight, watching TV. We just look a lot better in the blue light. So you know I gotta get out, but I'm stuck so tight. Wait by the chains to keep me hanging around this town. Where have you been? I've been lying right here on the floor. Well, I got all this time to be waiting for what is mine, to be hating what I am after the light is waiting. Hanging around this town on the corner. I've been bumming around this old town so long. I've been hanging around this town. Too long.
listening to the Kirkley Hennessy Show.
Wait too long. Wait too long.
All right, welcome back to Road Trip Trivia. This is Brewmaster Jason with Kirkley Hennessy and Ted in the studio on the spot on this beautiful Saturday. Thanks for joining us here. That was Counting Crows with their song Hanging Around. And I believe this was a two-part question. And Kirkley,
you have a question? So it was a two-part, being a when and where. Where and when. Where is Counting Crows, or where are the Counting Crows from? San Francisco, 1990. What do you think, Ted?
1991.
That would be why I remember that song when I was in middle school.
All right, Brewmaster Jason. Spin Doctors, Two Princes.
What member from Blues Traveler formed Spin Doctors?
The Kirkley Hennessy Show. Powered by Anchor.fm. A Spotify company. Streaming live audio and video out of Atlanta, Georgia, USA. Go to KirklyHennessy.com for show schedule. Follow, share, and listen anywhere.
Before you, that's what I said now. Princess, princess, who adore you. Just go ahead now. One last diamonds in his pockets. And that's some drip now. This one said he wants to buy you rockets. Ain't in his head now. That's what I said now. Got some mixy love on his jacket. Ain't it his head now? You marry him, your father will condone you. How about that now? You marry me, your father will disown you. He'll eat his head now. Marry him or marry me. I'm the one that left him, but can't you see? I ain't got no pitch or family tree, but I know what a prince and lover ought to be. I know what a prince and lover ought to be. Said if you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me, baby, just go ahead now. And if you wanna buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. That's what I said now. Princess, princess who adore you. Just go ahead now. One last diamonds in his pockets. And that's a friend now. This one who wants to buy you rockets. Ain't it his head now? Marry him or marry me. I'm the winner, let me live, but can't you see? I ain't got no bitch up in the tree, but I know what a prince and lover ought to be. Call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. And if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. And if you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. And if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead. But if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. If you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. If you want to buy me flowers,
It's the Road Trip Trivia segment on the Kirkley Hennessy Show. This podcast and music is powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company. All music rights included.
Two Princes by the Spin Doctors. Man, that takes me back. I think back to being a young lad chasing beautiful ladies.
Stop it.
Yeah, who am I kidding?
Just stop it.
So we have Spin Doctors with Two Princes, and the question, Spin Doctors had an additional member of the band, and they called themselves the Trucking Company. Now, this member went on to form another band in the 90s that most of you probably know, if you've ever heard of a band called Blues Traveler. So, can you name that member of Blues Traveler that was...
That was a fantastic question.
That's what's great about this show. I've learned so much about different bands, different artists, and that's why we like you tuning in and enjoying the show. John Popper, the guy that was the front man for Blues Traveler, was part of the band, the Trucking Company.
He was the guy with the harmonica, right?
That's right. Yeah. He had one for every key. He used to wear this tactical vest when he would perform that had various harmonicas in different keys. It was quite a sight to see. The question we have for Bittersweet Symphony, where did the Verb play its last show?
Go to KirkleyHennessy.com for show schedule. Follow, share, and listen anywhere on Spotify.
Thank you.
It's the Road Trip Trivia segment on the Kirkley Hennessy Show with Caitlin Cutie, Brewmaster Jason, and Kirkley. Awesome trivia questions alongside the best music. This podcast and music is powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company. All music rights included.
Brewmaster Jason, the song lineup brought to you by yourself and Studio on the Spot, along with Spotify. All your music is brought to you by Spotify. Studio on the Spot, Atlanta's only multimedia and podcast studio. StudioOnTheSpot.com. Brewmaster Jason, what was the song and the question before we go into the next one, buddy? Great playlist, by the way.
Oh, thank you. So that song was Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. The question that we had for this song was, unfortunately, they played their last show in 1998, but going out in style, they had their final show at a very special location in Ireland.
Oh, I was going to guess Red Rock.
Red Rock would have been cool as well.
So is it Dublin?
Pretty close. The Verve played their very last show on August 29, 1998 at Slane Castle in Ireland.
Fantastic. They say you learn something every day. We have our friends Heather and Brian in the studio with us.
What better song to tie in Road Trip Trivia than Interstate Love Song by Stone Temple Pilots? How long did the band spend producing or recording their album Purple? Road Trip Trivia. That was Stone Temple Pilots with Interstate Love Song. See what we did there? Road Trip Trivia, Interstate Love Song.
How clever of you.
I thought so. Interstate Love Song by STP. Their album Purple took how long to produce and record? Very impressive. This album was recorded and produced in 1 month.
So nobody did get the answer right.
That's
unless
a little
you were
too
there.
Short.
Right.
February is not the month
but
to make
this is
albums.
The part of the road trip trivia, and again, the largest spin out of the segments that we have on the show that does get the most, and this is why, because people don't know that answer. I mean, it's fair to say nobody knows that answer, but now you do know.
That's impressive.
And if you're on Jeopardy one day, we get 2%.
That's right. We can get reimbursed with podcast points.
So when the we were building the lineup for the songs, this is where I had a little input. I said, let's get some Nirvana 311 in there. We selected 90s alternative. And I said, you know, with Nirvana, you got to do it. It's the song everybody's heard. It's the song everybody had the CD for. Yes, we've all heard it 100 times, but you haven't heard it in 20 years. It's going to be Smells Like Teen Spirit.
The band is Nirvana with Smells Like Teen Spirit. The question, what year was Nirvana inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
The Kirk Lee Hennessy Show, powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company. Streaming live audio and video out of Atlanta, Georgia, USA. Go to KirkLeeHennessy.com for show schedule. Follow, share, and listen anywhere on Spotify.
To pretend
The Kirkley Hennessy Show, powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company. All music rights included.
We are recording this show from NOFO and coming. Brewmaster Jason and myself, as you know, for our regular listeners, thank you again for following and tuning into the show and listening to our road trip trivias brought to you by Spotify. All music powered by Spotify. Brewmaster Jason, as we're here at NOFO, we've got our friends Brian and Heather in the studio. I asked Brian during the break, you got any beer questions? And he's like, in fact, I do.
Yeah, let's talk beer. That's literally my favorite thing to talk about.
Well, you know, I always like to ask you, is my favorite answer, what's your favorite beer?
For those of you that don't know what my favorite beer is, I can give you the top three. Number one is Free. Number two is Cold. And number three is whatever is right in front of me.
Ba-dum-psh.
So beers we've got coming down the pipeline. We've had a lot of requests for some wheat beers as of late. For those of you that are interested in commercially offered product known as Blue Moon, I have done a variation of that beer in my own way, tweaked some of the ingredients and tried to make it something uniquely our own. We always try to do things really unique and adventurous here at NOFO. So we've got the Alpine Gold out on tap right now, which is our take on the Blue Moon style beer, which is a Belgian wit beer. To be specific, we have orange peel, coriander, and a lovely Belgian yeast, and lots of wheat in the malt bill. In addition to that, I've got an India Pale Lager. So for those of you that don't know what that is, it's also known as cold IPA. Essentially, you can take all of the ingredients of a lager and play around with the hops to make it a little bit hoppier. So you're gonna get more interesting aromatics with a really light-bodied beer, very crisp, very easily drinkable, but a very different aromatic quality to it because of the ridiculous addition of hops. Like, we used for this beer, lots and lots of hops in this beer. We're messing around with some barrel age projects. I've got a...
Now, if you were doing that and making scotch, would it be hopscotch? Sorry.
That would be great.
Really sorry. We'll edit that.
I'm not sure if I ever want.
I don't know.
So hops, bitterness, beer, bitter. I mean, what is bitter versus hops versus wheat beer versus... I always go in and go, does it taste like a Budweiser? Does it taste like a Sweetwater 420? I haven't gravitated to understanding the terminology of beer.
Well, we could start with the basics.
I love beer.
Ale versus lagers, probably the most common thing that you hear when you're behind the bar. Well, what's an ale? What's a lager? Well, technically, they're both the same thing. They are yeast, but they activate at different temperatures or work well at different temperatures. Ale yeasts are going to be a warmer fermentation, around like 68 degrees. A lager is going to be fermented around 52 to 55 degrees, and it takes a longer time. The colder it is, the longer time it takes, which is what lager actually means in German. That means to store or put away for a period of time. So your lager beers are going to be lighter, crispier, more like biscuit, things of that nature, very low hops. And the hops are what give it flavor and aroma, but it also adds the bitterness. There are oils inside that hop cone that are going to be perceived by your palate as bitter.
And what is bitter?
That's a great question, actually.
That is
exactly what he means. What does bitter mean to the beer drinker?
Your tongue can only perceive four different sensations: salt, sweet, sour, and bitter.
So simply put, it's not the other three.
Simply put, it's not the other three things that you perceive on your tongue. I actually have the perfect thing. If you've ever... If you like Brussels sprouts and you eat Brussels sprouts, that sharp flavor that you get
without the honey and the
accoutrement, no balsamic vinaigrette, none of that,
so straight up,
just straight up, if you were to eat a Brussels sprout, that is probably about the most naked form of bitterness I could muster right off the top of my head.
If you named a beer that's real bitter,
Ruinous IPA would probably be one of the most bitter IPA beers I've ever had, but I think the IBUs on that beer, which is a way of calculating bitterness, is international IBUs, bitter units. It's up in the hundreds. Most beers are probably
but not a Guinness.
A Guinness would be very low in IBUs, yes. Very, very much the opposite of bitter.
That's why I love Guinness. I'm not a bitter guy. That explains a lot. Mm-hmm. And Guinness, by the way, is the only beer with protein. It's got 0.04%, but it's because it's dairy-based.
But it's there.
And it only has like 5 more calories than a Coors Light.
Technically speaking, anyway, if you're making beer from malt, all of them have protein. Without the protein
chain... Well, I stand corrected, Brewmaster.
Without the protein chains, you wouldn't have the ability of foam production. Must make protein, must break down protein to make foam.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty neat.
Well, I do always like that you're like, foam is beer. Don't let it go to waste.
That's right.
So, Brewmaster Jason's here to tell you, it's a fact, foam is beer.
Head on your beer is a good thing. Otherwise, you're going to miss out on all the aromas.
I heard that. A lot of people pour their beer incorrectly and don't let the foam and don't
go to work.
Let the head to release the aroma and everything in the beer. Yes, I've heard that.
All of those oils that are coming from the hops are going to rest on that head and be brought to your nose. Any of the flavor profiles that might be from the grains that were used, so things like chocolate, roast, smoke, biscuit, toastiness, all of those things are chocolate. Yeah, they're all going to be brought into your olfactory senses are going to perceive those flavors from the beer head.
So I'm going to say this. The more I talk to Jay over the years, the more I appreciate, even if it's a beer I don't like, the more in the craft beer world, because they've opened up a whole new level of just a whole other library of beers to our world that before it was, you walk into the gas station or liquor store and it's Bud Light, Coors Light,
Miller Light.
Maybe, you know, you get crazy with a Red Stripe or something.
PBR, now, baby.
Right.
Daytona Corona. Just hanging
back. I'm going to say I'm sorry in advance, but follow me here. If you're drinking a bitter beer and it slips out of your hands, do you have bitter fingers?
Wow.
What's a good question that the listener could hear and learn from that you have? Because you're a beer, not a connoisseur, but you enjoy beer.
No, I love beer. I think take a chance and do the flight and try the various.
That's great advice.
We did that coming in, and that's how we settled on what we were drinking. So get outside your comfort zone.
That's what the experience is about, right? In the craft beer market, in that arena. And exactly, and that's why you want to go to a craft beer, to do a couple different flights, right? We got one more song, the Spotify Road Trip Trivia playlist powered by Spotify, and as per usual, always lined up and brought to you by Brewmaster Jason. Brewmaster Jason, take us home with our final song question. We'll play the song, and we'll come back with that answer. What is the song, sir? Or the question and song?
The band is 311. The song is I'll Be Here a While, and we want to know where the name 311 came from.
The Kirkley Hennessy Show. Go check out the audio and video live stream page at KirkleyHennessy.com. And don't miss the next live show. Studio lines are always open. 470-486-0484. We'll be right back. audio and video live stream page at KirkleyHennessy.com. And don't miss the next live show. Studio lines are always open. 470-486-0484. We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back with the final song and question for you here on Road Trip Trivia. We really appreciate you being with us. I'll be here a while, pun intended, by 3:11. And the question for this song and this artist is, where did they get the name 3:11? This story is so great. I do believe you did the research on this one, Kirkley. So enlighten us on what 3:11 means or where they got the name.
So 3:11, one of the band members' friends got arrested for skinny dipping in a pool in Omaha. And Omaha PD's code for indecent exposure is a code 3:11.
Wow.
And so therefore, the name of the band is after one of their friends. Brian, you hearing this?
I'm listening.
Because you like 3:11. Amber's one of my favorites, but there's plenty. The name 3:11, how cool is this? This is what's fun about the show. Nobody would know the answer. If you do, you had to Google it, right?
I'm looking at Wikipedia.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Skinny dipping.
And he got arrested. It was a friend of the band.
Yep.
And it's a code 3:11.
Yep.
And boom, there is the band name, folks.
How great is that? Great story.
What is that data going to do for you in your life? Nothing. But you know what it is? It's a great conversation topic the next time you hear 3:11 and go, hey, friends, did you know why it's called 3:11? Like, that's...
It's giving it to the man.
Right, it's fun. It's good stuff. But you know what? Also, too, great artists and musical talent, they deserve that exposure. Let's get it out there.
That's right.
Now you know why it's called 3:11.
I love the exposure. I love what you did there. That was great.
The indecent exposure.
Thanks for tuning in for this edition of Road Trip Trivia. We've had a lot of fun. Thanks for all our special guests that have joined us here in the studio on the spot.
Brian, you ready to go tour of NoFo?
Yes, sir. Thank you for listening to Road Trip Trivia on the Kirkley Hennessy Show.
The Kirkley Hennessy Show, powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company, streaming live audio and video out of Atlanta, Georgia, USA. Go to KirkleyHennessy.com for show schedule. Follow, share, and listen anywhere on Spotify.